Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way here on the Mighty 1090. Talking fishing and talking a lot of tackle. East County Bait and Tackle is in the house today, and Ryan Escatilla is joining us, getting us all doped up on all the newest gear and what's going on there at East County Bait and Tackle, and we're stoked to have him in here this morning. We're stoked to hear from you. Already has been a very busy morning on the show, but if you want to get through, the second hour is a great opportunity to do so. Two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and first, with our local line, it's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or try us on our toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking your phone calls, talking all kinds of questions, Ryan filling us in on all the latest gear, we've also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. That's a $50 gift card to ECBT, a $50 shopping spree at East County Bait and Tackle, and a six-pack of those great live deception jigs, courtesy of our friends at Ahi USA, so a very cool prize pack. And again, if you want to get your shot at winning that great gear, or better yet, just having your questions answered by Ryan, 858 area code 457-1090, your shot right now. And it's time for the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting out there. Time for our FishDope.com report, which is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products at work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to these record-sized bluefins we're catching offshore right now. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectrum Amano or to fluorocarbon. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And we're going to go out to the Tribute to start things off. A little bonus report. Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
We're doing fantastic. Sounds like you're on the water.
We are on the water. Second day of a seeker-sponsored two-day trip here. Yesterday, we came out a little more westerly and fished that bigger grade yellowfin and bluefin. I had a really good day and lots of action. Ended up with a dozen of that 60 to 85 pound yellowfin, some of those 80 pound bluefin to go with it, a handful of them. One bluefin here this morning. There was a period of time yesterday afternoon where we had really experienced some pretty good fishing. Tough conditions. It was breezy, a little uphill current, but getting bit. Our best bet was 40-pound fluoro and a seeker rig, but there was about a three-hour-long drift yesterday where we had several fish hanging, up to eight, nine fish hanging at times. The casualty rate was, unfortunately, kind of obscene, but, we had 18, 20 knots of wind there in the afternoon, and trying to pull on that bigger fish on 40-pound definitely took its toll, but it was good fishing, and, man, they are... What a beautiful grade of yellowfin and bluefin. I mean, they're trophies. We did have one 85-pounder on the popper there in the morning, so it's fun.
It's so cool. And like you say, I mean, that's exactly it. You hit the nail on the head. When that grade is that big, you don't get them all. It just doesn't work like that. They're big ones.
No, that's it. I know there's a few of the bigger fish caught. I think Pat on the Pacific Dawn had a few of those 150-pounders trolling around the Yummy Flyer. So that stuff's still around here. It's hard to say if you're hooking those things or not. You know, you hook those things on 40-pound, and it's just not going to happen.
Very cool. If somebody wants to come out, is great. It, like you say, flat falls, live bait fishing? I mean, how should a guy be best set up if he's coming fishing with you, Mike?
You know what? The way fishing has been and just the fact that we've been fishing some of that smaller yellowfin as well as some of this bigger stuff, one nice feature about our boat is we hold over 210 rods on the deck level alone. So I would say bring anything from 20 to 100 pound. You might as well have it. You never know.
Yeah.
We've been fishing some of that school grade yellowfin lately. That's been good at times. Right now, we're going to keep concentrating on this just because it's too nice of a grade to pass up. And you come out here, even if you catch one of these things, I mean, it's a trophy. You get a lot of fish to take home. We're going to be targeting this and that smaller grade yellowfin here. Even that smaller grade yellowfin's up to in the 20-pound range. We're going to be doing that here for probably the next several weeks. Tomorrow night, there is room left. I think we only had about a dozen reservations last time I checked. We're a definite go. And the following night sold out, but if you'd like to come out and fish with us, give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. And once we get in here tonight, we'll have pictures posted up on our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing, so you can see what we're catching out here.
That's awesome, Mike. Great job. Congratulations on putting a score together of true local trophies. Appreciate you keeping us up to date and wish you continued success as the day rolls on.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
All right, Mike, appreciate that. Well, now let's head up talk to our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish. Our fishdope.com reporter is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Ryan. Well, guys, the beat just goes on and on. Another outstanding week of offshore and island fishing for the private boat fleet here. Lots of big fish in many, many areas. Let me hit a few of them. At our local islands, Catalina, you know, it's really kicked it up a notch. It's been loaded with small to medium yellows all summer. We've been talking about that. Now a new batch, that big boy, has moved in. Large area spread from the East End, round of the V's, Palisades, Salta Verde, Freddy's, all the way up to Farnsworth Bank. All them structure spots are loaded, man. It's good, great fish, 20, 25 pounds. Fish that heavy tackle, guys. No SBI report this week other than the fact I was in the Anchorage Sunday night. And can't exactly describe it other than the fact that it was 30 knots and totally miserable all night. San Nicolas, lots of yellows there and a little bit of weather issues. And lots of that good cod fishing out there at Nick. Fun stuff if you've never fished that island. Go check it out. San Clemente Island, still some yellows, but what's more interesting is there's some of that small school-sized bluefin swimming around there, 15 to 20-pound fish, mostly front side east there, light line, small hook for those. And the last couple seasons, just about this time of year, the yellowfin pushed right into the shallows of Clemente. So Clemente, last couple years, was kind of like the new Guadalupe. We'll see if that happens this year, but those bigger fish are getting close, so that could be happening. And speaking of yellowfin, there's a bunch of that smaller grade yellowfin that, you know, we saw some on the Osborne last weekend scattered around, but, you know, the meat is mostly from the 181 on down, 182, 302 corner like that. But the big news is what they were just talking about there from the Tribute, that bigger grade fish, those 50 to 80 pounders that's mixed in. Man, thank God that stuff has been pushing up. It's been biting most of a week now, and sure hopes that keeps coming. And then there's those tanker grade bluefin, man. That bite just boggles the imagination continually. It's been going on for a long time, but oh, my God, best fish I've heard of this week was 274. Congratulations to Allie and the guys on the Tuna Jihad. That's one of my old boats, 31 Innovator. It's one of the fishiest boats I've ever fished in. Love that boat. Glad to see they're still getting them. And then on a final note, guys, it's marlin season. I haven't been talking about it, but they've been biting here for a couple weeks. But it's getting better. Time to start thinking about it because there's quite a lot of fish around. We made our first trip here this week, bad weather, but good signs of fish up on the Osborne Bank, one of my favorite places to fish. We got one, had a couple jig strikes. We got one fish on a drop back there. My buddy Mike Harrison caught his first marlin ever, so congratulations.
Cool.
Mike.
Nice job, Mike.
Yeah. And, man, I got to tell you guys, you know, we're getting ready to go tonight again, and it's really a dilemma, you know, with the marlin up to the west and outside, and then that big yellow's in the middle and all that tuna fish down below. I don't know which way to turn when we come out of the harbor mouth.
Good
problem.
Have,
man.
Quality problems for sure, Mark. If somebody, we always say every week that, you know, that's the beauty of having a subscription to a service like a fishdope.com is you can literally in one day, you can check out Danny's synopsis of everything what happened, and it certainly makes decisions like that a little easier. And if you just jump on fishdope.com and sign up for a new membership and use the code HOOKUPNOW, which is all lowercase with no space, HOOKUPNOW, going to save $20 on a new membership. And if somebody, Mark, wants to find you at Pacific Edge, get a deal on the best bait tanks in the business and all the other great stuff you got going on at the tackle store, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, pacificedgetackle.com. and I made it through the report without my voice giving out.
I got a photo I need to send you of a 250 stood up leaning against our beautiful Pacific Edge bait tank. That's a really cool shot of the tank. You'll dig this one.
We're liking the sound of that. And you know what you were telling me yesterday, I don't want to blow it up too much because you don't need your head to get any more swelled. But you guys have had the most amazing season on that boat, dude.
It's been a good one.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun, man. It's all good. Mark, appreciate a great report as always, and good luck fishing this week.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the report. Hey, let's head on down to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our good buddy, Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great. Hanging out, talking some fishing.
Yeah, it looks like the start with the half day there. They definitely took a little bit of a downturn there. It looks like the water got a bit colder. So they're pretty good rock fishing in there. Aren't seeing much of that calico bass. Hopefully that rights itself there and we'll see some more of that. But there are a few calico bass here and there, a few barracuda. Lots of good rock fishing there. The 3-quarter day trip, he's been kind of bouncing all over the place. He's been fishing the islands on some of those charters, some very good yellowtail, bonita, barracuda, calico bass fishing. He's been running offshore on some of those trips, seeing bluefin and yellowfin. Similar to those overnight trips, also seeing bluefin and yellowfin, and there's definitely some nice-sized fish in there. The asset called in this morning, and he's on day two of the two-day, and he started off the morning already. It's 8 o'clock. He has 16 yellowfin and 3 bluefin. The biggest fish in there is 95 pounds. You know, most of those fish, the smaller ones are going to be in the 25-pound range, you know, with definitely some bigger ones. The tribute yesterday had a few 50 to 100-pounders on there also. So lots of good fishing on those 3-quarter days, those overnights. Hopefully the half-day gets back on track here. There's still very good rock fishing on there, so if you just want to get out, catch some fish, take the kids, great trip to do there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our half-day trips up there. We have twilight for a couple more weeks here. We have the 3-quarter day, those 1 days. You're starting to see some, you know, longer trips show up in the counts there towards the end of the season here, or I should say towards the end of summer. We know the season runs in September, October, so plenty of time left to fish there. All of those trips are online. You can make reservations there. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to talk to you guys, help you out, get you a trip.
Right on, Marcos. Well, great report. It's very exciting to see that Ryan Bostrom and the boys on the San Diego have kind of already got a nice kickstart to that offshore tuna fishing. I know those guys do 3-quarter day offshore so well, and it's exciting to see that tuna is already biting for them. And those guys just run a cool program. They basically just go where the best fishing happens to be. So if he thinks he's going to make the best score at the islands, he'll go in there and catch a bunch of yellows, and if it's going offshore and catch a bunch of tuna, then they'll go that route. They're just a fishy group of guys. So pretty cool to see that offshore thing already happening so well for Ryan and the boys.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great 3-quarter day boat, and like we talked about, they have the fish holds on there. So even when you run those long trips, your fish are going to come back nice and chilled. Fishing the islands, the yellowtail will be nice and taken care of there. They do a great job, yeah. And they've had phenomenal fishing over the last few years, and that experience is really starting to show right now.
No doubt about that, Marcos. Well, great report as always. One more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to call you and book one of the trips.
619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com, or you can come down and visit the number one tackle shop in San Diego, get a Rock Hot Rick Rex Frito, and go fishing.
Yeah, exactly. Number two stop, totally inventory. You guys do a great job there for the second best shop in town. Well, maybe third best with Ryan in here. I'm not sure. Marcos, great report, buddy. We sure appreciate it. He'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you.
Thanks,
then.
Marcos. All right.
Marcos.
Hey, let's jump back and talk to our buddy Sherm. Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue's on the line. What's up, Sherm?
Hey, buddy. Finally put some tuna blood on the new Parker yesterday. It was good yellowfin fishing most of the day yesterday. It was good time on the water, buddy. I'm telling you.
Right on. Little first-hand report from the new boat. So it went well. We went offshore and made it happen.
Yeah, we went down, you know, 302, 371, that whole general area down there. And, I mean, the water was green. It was 77.4 degrees at one point.
Wow.
And there were tuna everywhere. I mean, you'd sit there and watch the birds, and all of a sudden you go, okay, they're going to come up soon. Then they'd come up. You'd run over, throw some poppers on them, bang a couple, and they'd go down. You'd wait a minute, and they'd come back up somewhere else.
That's so cool, man. Good for you. And that's exactly why you bought that Parker just as you did. You know, same deal. Private boat, easy to get to, very comfortable ride in a boat like that. And that's the payoff was yesterday.
Well, I tell you, that the wind came up a little bit in the afternoon, you know, from like, I'd say 2 to 4. It blew pretty good and got pretty steep little chop to the waves out there. And that boat that Kevin set me up with up there, from West Coast Marine, I tell you, that Parker 2510 was a nice dry ride most of the time.
I couldn't agree with you more. We love ours, man. Couldn't imagine how to. Well, Sherm, nice going. Congratulations on your day, and thanks for adding to the catch report.
Yeah, my pleasure, buddy. It's always good to add to the catch report. Hey, can I ask you a question of your guest?
Of course.
you know, I do a lot of bay fishing and a lot of bay bass type stuff and come up with a whole bunch of different techniques for the bay, but I haven't done much freshwater bass fishing. What kind of similarities are there and what's totally different?
Good question.
Oh, that's a great question. Great similarities are is the outfits are, you know, somewhat the same. The line sizes typically kind of match the same hatch. You know, you're fishing the spotties and the calicos and stuff like that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, generally like jerk baits and small little swim baits, and you're mimicking shad, and typically the things you fish in the bay for that you can do out in the freshwater, crankbaits, spinner baits, jerk baits, even topwater in the back bays. You know, when you fish Corvina and stuff, you can get them on topwater. So, I mean, if you're right into that and you got some jerk baits and even some of that small big hammer or MC swim bait, you can even catch that stuff when it's chasing bait around the lake. You can throw that, you know, darter head with a little small swim bait on some 8 or 10 pound line and still go out and have fun and catch some bass.
Perfect. Well, I've got all the gear that pretty much translates straight away, and I can't wait for Vicini to open up, so I was thinking about trying to get out there when that thing gets close.
Yeah, that should be a ton of fun, man. It sounds cool. Like you got a few things for it, so yeah, get out there.
All right, Sherm, appreciate the phone call. Nice going on your fish. Way to break the boat in on the tuna season, right?
Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that very much. Well, hey, let's wrap up our catch report with our man, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financials. Got our Northern Baja report. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, Rick. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great, Rick. Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to start the report with an announcement for CCA. They've got an upcoming couple fundraisers. First of all, in San Diego on October 1st at Portuguese Hall. And then next, November 6th for the Orange County chapter at Cypress Community Center. And you can check ccacalifornia.org or Eventbrite for a ticket. So that's a good opportunity to get to know a little bit about what CCA is doing, help support with some fundraising, excellent raffles, and blind auctions, all that kind of thing. So get out there if you can.
Good call, Rick.
And, you know, as far as Northern Baja, the upper Baja, things have been all over the board. A lot of wind, a lot of weather, a lot of fish. But the hot spot continues to be Mag Bay, where marlin are all over the place. They're out on the banks there, thick as thieves. Inside the inner banks, the grouper are starting to show decently. And the wahoo, we were up there a couple weeks ago and a week and a half ago, and it continues to be early season, great wahoo fishing there. So I'm sure the long-range guys are probably going to start dropping through there on their way down. And inside the bay, because they're not having much commercial fishing, the inside bay fishing has been really good as well. So great stuff down there at Mag Bay.
Nice.
But in Mulegé, pretty warm there. You know, I think that the smaller Dorado are still outside, but nothing too exciting. Few Pargo inside. At Bahia Sancion, again, a little bit early for them. Usually they have a little bit of wind and kind of defer their season to later in the summer and fall, but the yellowtail continues steady. Jeff told us at Cedros that the big yellowtail are up to 40 pounds, are hitting the slow-trolled max. Calico eating the big swim bait. School-sized yellowfin are all around the south side of the island, and a little bit of white sea bass around. So
nice.
Cedros seems to be going pretty strong there. Nice place to be right now. Bay of L.A., smaller Dorado, moved on for the most part. There was a decent bite there a while ago, but not a whole lot of that going on anymore. But the yellowtail fishing continues good. San Quintin, off and on bite. The weather conditions hit there as much as anywhere. Windy, water rolled a couple times, but the yellowtail and Dorado moved in pretty close offshore. Guys are getting out there for them. Yellowtail, calico, barracuda, with bottom fish, bonita, all that stuff starting to show on the good days, and a little white sea bass is moving in. So San Quintin's still steady, but a little inconsistent. Ensenada, smaller yellowfin Dorado have been around just outside the bay, and bigger yellows on the paddy. So we were just down there for a while. We bounced all around. You've got to kind of pick and choose where you're going to be and or stick it out, but there's always going to be a good fishing day somewhere along the Baja.
That sounds awesome, Rick. Well, certainly good opportunities up and down, and he said it best. That's the beauty of fishing Northern Baja is you can do exactly that. You can hopscotch around. If there's good fishing going on here, maybe slow in the other spot, you can run up or down the coast another 50 or 100 miles and find something completely separate. Well, certainly great report, and we sure appreciate you compiling such good info, and definitely appreciate the fact you had to go down and catch some of those wahoos, you know, to keep us up to date.
Yeah, that was a perfect example.
That's cool.
My son waiting for waves, and we get a report that the fishing's good in the bay, and then the next thing you know, we're catching wahoo. So you never know.
That's awesome, Rick. Well, if somebody wants more information on Sport Fishing Financial, all the great stuff you got going on, how do we do that?
Sportfishingfinancial.com, or give me a call at 949-481-1807.
Awesome. Great job. We appreciate a very complete report, Rick. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report. When we come back, we're going to be taking a lot of your phone calls, a solid block of your calls when we return. If you want to get through, there's only one line open. It's the toll-free number. It's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Your chance to get through with more Let's Talk Hookup when we come back on the Mighty 1090.
Good morning. It's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
The giant Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay is hard to miss. Right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay, this massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and more, including a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check the latest from Hobie, the Eclipse, taking fitness out of the gym and onto the water. Test a new Eclipse kayak or stand-up paddleboard free right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Click it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
As an angler, sun protection is a must, but most sunscreens are greasy, sting your eyes, and contaminate your gear. Soul SunGuard's Blue Water Formula has been a pro angler's secret. Imagine a pharmaceutical-grade sunscreen that cannot come off until you wash it off. A sunscreen that's hydrophobic. It actually repels water. And most important, it won't sting your eyes or scent your gear. Here in Southern California, nothing beats the protection of Soul SunGuard Blue Water. Available at Better Tackle Stores and at SoulSunGuard.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are absolutely packing up. If you want to get your shot to talk to Ryan and win a $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle, the best number right now, 877-792-1090. We got one of those open, or we have a local line open. First time all show that a local number has been open. That's 858 area code 457-1090. We're going to jump right back into the phones and talk to Harry, who's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
What's up, Harry? Doing great.
Good morning. Ryan, as you guys know, like in salt water, the lure of the day seems to change. Like last year ago is the flat fall, and then it became the Colt Sniper. Ryan, I know you're pretty pretty current on what's going on just about everywhere. Rick, you've probably got the answer to this. I've got a pretty complete complement of freshwater gear, but I'm looking to find out what is the top, what are the top three lures that are being used down in El Salto and Picacho. Rick, we're going down there in February, and I want to make sure we got the right stuff.
Trust me, I've been pumping Ryan for all the info I can, buddy. I'm with you on that. Right? What would you say? What are some things that a guy would have going Mexico bass fishing?
Definitely, yeah, down there, those guys do really well on, you know, that big crankbait and that rattle trap game. A lot of the guys that do really well and have great numbers and catch actually some really big fish or have a little bit of variety of crankbaits. You know, take some stuff that you can dive down to, you know, 8 foot, 10 foot, and then also, you know, they'll get on some deep trees and deep points where those fish will be out there in 15, 20 feet of water. So some of these new Strike King baits and these other, you know, duo baits and things are meant to dive down there 15, 20 feet and tick the tops of those trees. And, you know, you can catch some really big sized bass down there on those bigger crankbaits and stuff. So definitely be ready with a few crankbaits of different colors, you know, colors that are bright, greens and chartreuses, as well as, you know, blues and shad patterns. Those guys do really good. You know, also maybe a spinnerbait. Spinnerbait's really good. If the water's real hot, they don't really do too good on the topwater stuff. That's typically when the water's not so hot, the fish will get up in the shallows and they'll eat the topwater. But I'd always have one. It's always a good call. Those fish eat it and it's fun. You know, maybe a small swim bait. There's some weedless swim baits like from Corey or from Little Creeper Baits that are epic. They get real weedless. You can throw them in the trees and that's probably a really good way for you to go. And then, of course, the lizard. The lizard's been a hot one.
Specialty.
Yeah, that's the special. That thing's been biting for, what, 20, 30 years that lake's been going. So always have a couple weights and some wide-gap hooks and pack a 8-inch mag lizards from Zoom or any of your favorite companies there.
If you're going to fish those big crankbaits like you were talking about that will get all the way down 15, 20 feet, does it take specialized gear to do that? I mean, that's a... I'm assuming the lip on a crankbait to get down 20 feet is massive. You know, it's like the palm of your hand on a crankbait. Does it take specialized gear to fish that stuff right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, you can do it on most gear, but it preferred to have a lower speed reel because such a big bill. It's actually like a 2-speed reel on, you know, a big ocean reel when you want to fight a big fish. It's the same kind of concept. Having that lower speed reel is going to help you to wind that crankbait down there and keep it in the strike position. And longer rods and like a, you know, medium heavy to heavy style rod in a 7.5 or even 7-11 style rod that's a little bit heavier. You know, you don't want to fish a medium 7-foot rod because, again, like Rick said, it's a big bait. I mean, you're throwing 3/4 ounce up to, you know, an ounce bait. And you do want to have, you know, some 15, 17-pound fluoro, even up to 20-pound fluoro to throw that crankbait out there. And that fluorocarbon really helps that bait get down there and less stretch and a little bit smaller diameter. So
would that same outfit apply to local San Diego lakes, or is that really more of a big fish only kind of tackle? Like, would that be the same cranking style rod that you, if you were going to fish San Vicente when it opens, or El Cap or Marina or one of those kind of things?
Yeah, I would still stick with that 7.5-foot rod and, you know,
slow reel,
200 size reel and a lower speed reel, and that would be what I'd be out there throwing.
That's cool. Answer your questions for you, Harry?
I do. It did. I have one other question.
Please.
Do you guys, Brian, have the tungsten bullet weights?
Yes, definitely. We have a few different companies, different sizes, anything from an 1/8 ounce up to 1.5 ounces.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Harry, appreciate the phone call. Now, what's that about? We're saltwater novice freshwater guys here. What would a tungsten weight do and different, and how would that differ from just a piece of lead like we would normally fish? What's the deal? Dope us up.
Yeah, so definitely, I mean, lead is great. It's been working for a long time. The difference now is that tungsten is a denser material. It's smaller. It allows you to match the fronts of your baits better.
Okay.
It's got a louder noise when it hits rocks. It doesn't chip. The paint doesn't fall off like it would as much as a lead weight would, because it doesn't dent, won't move or anything. And, you know, it's more compact. That's the thing. Keeping that stuff looking natural and real and stealthy is the thing nowadays. The better you can make that presentation, and tungsten helps you do that.
That's cool.
So
that's good info. Well, Harry, again, appreciate the phone call very much. Jump right back into him. This time we're going to talk to Will, calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Will. Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Will. Good morning.
Hey, Ryan, I got a question. I'm an East County guy like Rick, and I'm fishing in my first night tournament at Otay tonight. What would you recommend to start off with out there?
Well,
Otay, what would you recommend? He said,
yeah, so I'll see you down there.
All right, man. All right.
right now with a lot of the grass growing, I'm thinking that the Cinco thing is going to be real good. You know, throwing the frog, throwing the rat, throwing big wake baits, big frogs. You know, you're kind of targeting some better bites. If you want to go out and just catch some fish and, you know, you even have a good chance of catching a couple good ones, is always throw a Texas rig, 8-inch, 9-inch, 10-inch worm, Texas rigged. It's a little bit tough with the nighttime and seeing the tule lines, so that's ideal. But if you can get down the tule lines and throw some flip baits like creature baits or Texas rig style baits, that's a good way. You catch a lot of fish. You know, last time we fished down there, we went through all kinds of fish. We could not catch the right one, though. A lot of 2-pounders, a lot of 2.5-pounders, all on small Texas rig worms and Texas rig little brush hogs and things like that. So, yeah, use that at, your ammo.
I know you do a lot of tournament fishing, as do a lot of the guys that you work with in the shop. I'll do the tournament things and club things. Do you treat a night tournament different than you would treat a daytime tournament, and what would the differences be?
Treat it a little different. It's a thing where in San Diego we don't have the opportunity to fish at night. You know, sunrise and sunset at all the operating lakes. So to be on your bass boat and fish at night is just awesome in general. So the big guns come out. We're fishing for 3 bites all night. You got to remember that. Like, you know, it's fun to go out there and just whack a bunch of fish, but if you're trying to get up in that prize category or just cash a check or make it worth the while to be in there, you know, a little bit of investment, you want to turn that around, it's a 3-fish deal. So you get out there, you need 3 15-inchers, and, you know, I go big, man. I throw big worms, you know, big lizards, big baits, and big rats, and I'm not saying I catch them, but, hey, I mean, it's fun to go out there and have a chance at catching one of those big night bass in San Diego. I mean, LCAP. Otay has been kicking out some big fish. A lot of fish this year up to 13 pounds and whatnot. A couple of the night tournaments, we had some 7-pounders and stuff. So fishing's fun. I mean, I throw big baits and have a good time doing it. Just go out there and enjoy yourself, and, you know, you might come across the right bite and cash a check. So
cool.
Just go have fun.
Will, good luck.
Yeah, man, I look forward to seeing you out there.
Yeah.
We pre-fished it last week, and, you know, like you said, we caught a lot of that, 2 to 3 pound fish, and hopefully we'll find a big one.
Yeah, man. Just fish hard and keep your mind right, and you'll get them going.
All right, man. Thank you. I'll see you tonight.
All right. Sounds good. Talk
Thanks,
to you, Will.
Will. That's
see
cool. Ya. All right. Let's jump back into the phones. Charlie in La Mirada, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through like Charlie, 858-457-1090. First time our local number's been open all day. Good morning, Charlie.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Rick and guest. Great show this morning.
Thanks, Charlie.
I got a report on a mirage on a 2-day. We were out on Tuesday and Wednesday. Limits of yellowtail up to about 35 pounds.
Oh, man.
Limits of yellow, I'm sorry, white sea bass. I was going to say yellowfin, but it was white sea bass, yellowfin, or yellowtail, I should say, and also we got limits of rockfish. So fishing was really good. Fish between San Miguel and Santa Cruz Island. So just a quick heads up, fishing to get to the north.
Oh, that's awesome. Good, and those guys in the Mirage do an awesome job. What a cool operation, and obviously got into some good fishing, Charlie. Congratulations. What was the deal? What was the ticket for you for catching your yellows and sea bass?
A half to a 3/4-inch slider straight to the number 2 on hook and straight to a fin bait sardine, so it was good.
Cool. Nice. Right on, man. Well, nice going. I'm glad you guys had such a great trip.
Great time. Thank you.
All right, Charlie. Appreciate the heads up. Thanks for the little report there. How about next up, we talk to Tom, calling us from Temecula. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Tom, good morning.
I've got a question kind of relating to an earlier caller who said that, you know, the tuna were sometimes getting pretty finicky and had to drop down to 15-pound test. Now, I know, you know, I use heavier leaders when I'm fishing for really big fish, you know, simply, you know, like a 100-pound leader, you know, to 80-pound line when you're fishing for those big bluefin. But how can you go down in line size? Say you're fishing with 25-pound, you know, top shot, and the fish get real finicky. Can you put on a 15-pound, you know, fluorocarbon leader and still fish effectively you know, for those tuna that get finicky.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Rick, you want to say something?
Well, I mean, just like, you're always weighing your pros and cons, and it's hard to... The short answer is yes, you absolutely can, and that's the advantage of fishing the new style of reels like we do now, small reels, full of braid, so that you can adjust your top shot according to what you're fishing, and certainly that's the beauty of a reel full of spectra, and a short little top shot is if you need to drop down, you can. This is just me on a personal level. I never, ever, ever fish tuna fish with 15-pound line. Just seen the, and don't get me wrong, I get it. I know that you've got to get a bite, and I know that it's got to happen, and I know why guys do it, but I'm going to just keep burning through baits and wait to fish the best bait I can on slightly heavier line. 15-pound, and this is on a sport boat, not on a private boat. Private boat, totally different scenario. You can take all the time. You've got less issues. You got less people, but, you know, like we were hearing from Mike Pritchard when it gets a little breezy and the boat's coming up and down on a swell and it's, you know, you're choppy and you're moving around and you got a bunch of other guys and you got fish going and you're under and over a line, 15-pound, everything has to go perfect for you to have a shot at the fish coming aboard. And it doesn't mean that it won't work, but for me, I would just keep burning through baits until I found a bait that was going to swim good enough to get the bite. More often than not, you're not getting a bite on 15-pound versus 20 or 25 because the fish can see it any better. It's just the ability for that bait to swim line off of the reel. You know, the drag that's in the water is, you know, from 15 to 25 is almost cut in half. You know, he's towing half the amount of weight and thus swimming and looking and fishing twice as good. So it has a lot more to do with that than it does the fish can see the line size. I'm sure there's part of that too, but I would say I would almost maybe downsize my hook one size before I dropped all the way down to 15, maybe shorten up my leader a little bit so there's less drag that he's towing through the water. And I always try to stick it out the best I can fishing heavier line. You know, maybe you only get one bite fishing 25 instead of three bites on 15, but if you get your one on 25 and you lose all three on 15, who's to say, you know, whether you're farther ahead or not. But to answer your question, can you drop down if the bite gets finicky? Absolutely. And that's the beauty of having a rig like that. You know, you get a softer rod that can fish a few line sizes and a little Trinidad 14 that'll fish anywhere from 12 to 25 pound. You can just pull out your spool of Seaguar and rip off an arm's length and do a quick RP knot. And you could be fishing 12 pound or 25 pound on the same rig. That works.
Sounds good.
All right, Tom?
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Rick.
Hey, you got it, man. Appreciate the phone call very much. Did you have another question there, it sounded like?
No, I was going to say, you know, what's your feelings about 20 pounds? You know, is that a big compromise down from 25 or...
For me, on a sport boat, 20-pound is the lightest I'll fish. I get it. And I know there's times, and trust me, there's been plenty of times where I've fished lighter line. But I just think, in general, sport boat fishing, catching tuna with 20 other guys, 20-pound, and that's just a personal thing for me. That's the lightest that I ever fished. That's like my go-to drop-dead man. Can't get a bite on anything heavier. That's the lightest that I go. But, hey, you know, every scenario is different. It's never a black or white thing.
Okay. Thanks.
Appreciate the phone call very much. How about next up we talk to D, calling us from Chino this morning. Hi, D. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Hi, D.
Yeah, my question was pretty near what he was talking about. I'm thinking of the big fish. So I'm thinking they have like a few mackerels on the boat. Everyone looked at me last time when I grabbed a mackerel and put it on my hook. You know what I mean? I'm going. I'd rather have one big one than a bunch of small ones.
For sure.
You know? Yeah. So the mackerel, is that a good thing for a big one, big cow?
I would say it definitely can be. There's plenty of times when, you know, the big bait. The big bait fish thing sure pays off. It's exactly like Ryan was talking about fishing the tournament. You know, I mean, if you're fishing for one bite, a mackerel is a bigger bait. And, you know, the other advantage with fishing a big bait is you can typically fish heavier line. A mackerel could tow heavier line behind him and not be as affected. You can hide a bigger hook into a bigger bait like that. And all those things, you know, heavy line and big hooks are definitely what put fish on the boat more than anything else. And fishing a bigger bait allows you to do all those things.
Where would you hook it up at on the mackerel?
You got a favorite spot that you like to pin a bait on, right?
I like to hook them right across the front of their nose there. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay, and a bigger hook, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. That does free up 858-457-1090. Still opportunity to get through. If you want to talk to Ryan, have your questions answered, get a $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle. Let's talk to Paul. Called us from Bellflower this morning. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I think Paul's got the radio delay on. Always want to remind everybody that we have a 7-second delay on there before Paul comes around. Yo, Paul. All right, well, we'll put Paul on hold for a quick second, come back to him there. How about we talk to Doug calling us from Montebello? Good morning, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, what's the difference between Cold Sniper and these wax wings and the yo-yo iron? What's the difference between all of them?
Yeah, great question. I mean, if anybody, say, hasn't seen them or approached them and hasn't had the time with them, there is a little bit of a difference in the way that, for instance, they present to the fish. They're, say, smaller, more compact. They vary on colors. I mean, they do a lot of holographic finishes, different approaches. So when you look at, like, a Colt Sniper, it's a smaller, more compact jig that is lead that, you know, you can cast a great mile, and
right. It's
really approachable. And, you know, right now with all that yellowfin that's moving up, guys, you know, we have that stuff coming up on the deck, and all the bait it was spitting out was just 1-inch, 2-inch, 3-inch, real small stuff.
Okay.
So when you look at a surface iron or a heavy iron, you know, it's 6 inches long and weighing in, you know, 1.5, 2 ounces, something like that. You can get a Colt Sniper that's 80 grams, 110 grams, and, you know, great for that lighter application. You can still fish it the same, throw it out there real far, and let it get down, you know, 30, 40 feet real quick. So
that Colt Sniper literally, it is the most perfect little match to those balls of anchovy those things are on offshore, or little Spanish, whatever it is. I mean, that is, like I say, that is what they're coughing up. I mean,
exactly.
It looks like a Colt Sniper.
It does, it does. And so, yeah, I mean, if you haven't shot out a Colt Sniper at any of these yellowfin or yellowtail, I definitely give one a try and check them out. They're a great lure.
Any need to change hooks or anything like that? I mean, were you guys fishing them just exactly how they come out of the package? Do you swap things around? What are your thoughts that way?
You know, I like the treble hook. It does work. It hooks them real well. Sometimes they'll typically kind of maybe fall off the treble hook a little bit.
Okay.
So Savage Gear and some of these other companies, Owner, have made a dancing stinger hook, which is the same hooks that basically come on the flat falls and things.
Okay.
And we'll go ahead and just swap out the split rings and everything and put those on there, and it's two single hooks. So when those fish come up and bite it, those two single hooks swing around and just start grabbing stuff. And when they're on, seems like.
That's one cool thing. You got that for sure, is that all those flat fall or two-hook rigs, it seemed like the one hook will hook them where it was supposed to or where they bit or whatever, be in the mouth, and
yep,
the other one will be up on the gill plate or up around. Like, you always say, you're not losing that thing.
Hell yeah.
They're coming aboard. That's
yep.
Cool. And do those, when you put those on, do they go on the bottom, like where the treble hook would go, or do you put them up top like the butterfly jigs do? Where do you, when you're swapping hooks out on a Colt Sniper, where do you
on,
like?
On the Sniper, because it's so small, when those fish eat it, they really get it down there. So I don't typically put it up high, just because I don't want the single hook swinging up, grabbing the line or anything like that. It will work. It's just I put them on the back, and it seems to work just fine. But, you know, whatever applies to the style of fishing you're doing, I mean, they can be, that's the cool thing about the Sniper. It's versatile. And you can do that. You can put it on top or bottom. So try it out either way and see what works best for each angler.
Doug, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's try it again. Paul and Bellflower are up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, any tips on flying the kite with the Yum Yum flyer? Any tips?
Tips would just be to, I mean, I think that you need to make sure that you're not, I mean, I don't know what tips would be different, but, I mean, making sure the thing is a long ways away from the boat would be the best thing. I think rigging would be a huge one. You know, I mean, over the last few weeks, seen a lot of rigging that has been not right. You know, I know that the rigging that they offer from the factory when you buy a rigged Yummy Flyer, so if it comes rigged from the Carolina Lure Company who makes those Yummy Flyers and you buy their rigged one, it is definitely not up to the task of the fish that we're catching out here. So I would say rigging would be like the biggest tip I could give you. Heavy line, big hooks, big crimps, making sure the thing is weighted properly. If you're fishing it without a weight, it doesn't usually return to the water good enough, especially if there's a little bit of wind flying. Making sure it's a nice long ways away from the boat would be a big one. But I would see the biggest thing we see at the shop is just improper rigging. You know, not heavy enough leaders, not stout enough hooks, hooks in the wrong direction, things like that.
Perfect.
Kind of what you're looking for, Paul?
Yes, sir. Exactly. And then what do you do? Just, like, let it skim off the top of the water?
I mean, there's a lot of different ways to fish them. Our long-range boats have been fishing them. You know, you could fish them on anchor with a balloon and let the balloon lift the bait off the water and wind it back. The most popular thing right now is guys that troll them from underneath a kite. And for that, yeah, you just want the thing flying just like a flying fish would. So just skipping across the water with a lot of line off of your reel. And you know, direction is a difficult thing because you've got multiple things going on. And on a Saturday, you know, on the offshore grounds, there's a lot of boats in a lot of directions. And now you've got not just a boat going one way, but you've got a boat that's got a kite that's a couple hundred yards behind them, or if it's off on the beam. So there's definitely, you got to keep your head on a swivel and figure out where it is that you're trying to go. If you're trying to skip your lure over the top of a breezer, you need to figure out which direction the fish is going, what direction your wind is going, and where your kite is at, and how you can make all three of those things align. You know, it's not like just dragging a straight feather behind the boat where you just point your boat at it and drive to it. There's certainly a lot to it. And, you know, in a perfect world, if the fish are up and biting and splashing around real good, you can literally tow the thing around and wait for one to climb on. And if it's tough fishing, that's where you've got to really, you know, you've got to really put all those points together, figure out where the structure is, where the breezer of fish is, what direction your wind is, and how you can line all those things up so that your bait intercepts where the fish are at.
Awesome. Yes, that's wonderful, Rick. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure we were doing it the right way.
Right on, Paul. Well, I'm glad. I hope you guys get a big one there. I wish you the best of luck for sure. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup Fun coming your way. We're going to find out who's got a $50 gift card going to East County Bait and Tackle. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Touchdown!
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of a $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle and a six-pack of those great live deception jigs courtesy of Ahi USA is going to Will in San Diego. Will, congratulations. Hopefully you run into East County and buy something with your $50 gift card and your prize money from your Otai tournament. Well, good luck. Ryan, can't begin to thank you enough. I know this is a super busy time, and it's not easy to pull you out of the shop for a couple hours, but certainly stoked for you to hang out and BS some fishing with us for the last couple hours.
Definitely. We appreciate being out here and talking with you and having us on the show, and it's a really good show, and we love listening to you, and thanks for supporting, you know, East County and everything, and we're always there. So.
Totally. Well, if somebody wants to come into the shop, I mean, there's so much that we didn't cover today. All the live bait that we talk about, you know, when we're talking about East County Bait and Tackle Week in the show, all the gear, the crew that you got, if somebody wants to come in, get more info, help get set up, if you want to convert a saltwater guy, if you want a freshwater guy to go to the next level, or you just want a fun day on the lake with the fam, East County Bait and Tackle is certainly the spot. How do we find you guys?
Hey, definitely, we're out there in Lakeside. We're located at 10137 Main Avenue, right there at the end of the 67 freeway. You can give us a shout anytime, 619-390-9112. And then also check out our website, eastcountybaitandtackle.com.
Super easy to find. The 67 freeway basically ends in your parking lot.
Exactly.
And the most central location to get to LCAP. And I mean, you are at the spot for a freshwater tackle store. It's an awesome location. And recently been through a big remodel. If you haven't been in the shop for a little bit, the store is huge. And the amount of inventory you guys have is absolutely impressive. I mean, everything that's right for fresh and saltwater fishing is in that store.
Definitely.
You do an awesome job. And we're
appreciate
stoked.
It.
I, being a tackle store guy, I love seeing shops that are done right. And in East County Bait and Tackle, 100% is that way. So
awesome.
It's a rad job.
Definitely, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Ryan, well, we appreciate you spending the time. We'll look forward to seeing you next week, and keep us up to date when that Sand V opens. We're ready to come fishing with you.
Look forward to getting you guys out there.
Hey, great show today. Another great show coming for you tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero is going to be joining us, talking all kinds of great East Cape fun. We're going to have Pete back in the studio. We appreciate you listening. Appreciate Ryan and Adam on the boards. And we got another great show coming for you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.